Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Oprah and David Letterman are getting overdue apologies.
And who gave Drew Law a view he'll never forget?
And is there a cosmic connection between two SNL stars? We got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
All right, Nicolas Cage and Sarah Jessica Parker co-starred in the 1992 movie Honeymoon in Vegas, and she recently confirmed to Andy Cohen the long-standing rumor that they dated back in the day. Ooh. Well, Nick just weighed in as well, saying he really cared about SJP, and she basically ghosted him. Ooh. He said,
I recall sitting down with her and her mother for dinner at the Russian Tea Room. I don't know if it was my blue Vanson leather motorcycle jacket, which I still have, or my sinusitis, but I didn't hear from her again.
Cyanide, I think it'd make a breath stink. So, like, that would repel somebody. Ooh, and if anybody could smell his breath, Sarah Jessica can.
Right? Yeah. Oh, not Sarah's impeccable sense of smell.
Well, you know, because women are good smell things.
She did start dating Matthew Broderick basically the same year, right?
Yeah.
And they're married. They're still married.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
For those other two.
For those two.
Not them two.
Not Nicolas Cage.
Because that would have been wife number... whatever.
Who knows?
Yeah. Because, like, Nicolas Cage has been married, like, I don't know, like, enough to, like, pull out the second hand and start counting, yeah?
I think so. I think he's been married a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Like, not like the male Liz Taylor, but on his way.
Yep, on his way.
Would you like to be my wife? If your mother absolutely did not approve of who you were seeing, would you stop seeing him?
No, you want to see him even more.
That's right.
You're going to be rebellious.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, it's my life.
I do what I want, Mom.
Right, right.
Mom, I love her.
Right.
Yeah, that's coming your way, Brett. That's coming your way.
Oh, God.
Okay, in the early 2000s, Josh Peck starred on the Nickelodeon show Drake and Josh, and his character idolized Oprah. Well, on a recent podcast, he dished on the episode where he went to a taping of Oprah's show. He said they used a non-sanctioned Oprah double.
What?
And his character hit her with his car.
Wow.
How did you guys get away with that?
I don't know. I know we don't have her permission. 100% we don't. And one day when I meet her, it will have to happen because God exists.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I brutalized you with my vehicle.
Yeah, and Drake and Josh used to be lit back in the day.
It's like a kids' Disney show, so everything is like played up to hype for kids. It's hard for me to think, like, what's Oprah gonna do? Sue Disney over this?
Right, right. Because I'm sure, like, it was done in a Disney way.
You know, like on Looney Tunes, where, like, Bugs Bunny accidentally runs over, like, Elmer Fudd, and then he's like, oops, and he backs up and he does it again?
Is it a cartoon?
No.
It's even funnier when it's a live action. Like, especially when it's a bad dummy, you know, or like you know it's totally not that person is over the top. Yo, it just makes it
It was wilder. An unauthorized Oprah double. So, not even Nopra, you know.
Nopra. All right, y'all. Back in 2009, Joaquin Phoenix made an appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman, and he did the whole interview as his character from the mockumentary I'm Still Here. Well, he came off as being unhinged, and people thought he was having some sort of breakdown. Well, he just talked to Letterman's successor, Stephen Colbert, and addressed the infamous moment. Check it out.
It was horrible.
breakfast.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
So uncomfortable. I regret it. I'll never do it again. I'm so sorry.
You know.
I do.
I don't know if he's watching.
He might be, and I just need to say I'm sorry.
I want to see it.
Oh, my gosh. It's a classic.
It's legendary.
The whole mockumentary is about how Joaquin Phoenix is quitting acting, and he's going to be a rapper now.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And so that's his rap persona who showed up and is not an actor anymore.
Okay. Wow. Did David Letterman know what he was doing?
I'm not sure that Letterman knew.
And then when you go deep cover on something, you can't, like, let the cat out the bag. Yeah. Especially because he put a year into this character and this whole thing.
Okay.
So if he would have let it out, then like it was like, what did I do this for?
So there's a movie out with him looking like this, wanting to be a rapper? Or Okay. Did y'all watch the movie?
Nah.
It's just like one of those things where it's like, this interview was so awkward that I wasn't like, oh, I need to watch the movie.
Okay.
You know.
Well, that's why he's apologizing.
There it is. All right, any actor who gets on Saturday Night Live basically idolizes the original cast members, and that's definitely true for Sarah Sherman. Now, shortly after she joined the show in 2021, an unusual mix-up made her feel cosmically connected to the late, great Gilda Radner.
Oh.
Somehow, some of Sarah's checks got sent to Gilda's brother, who forwarded them to Sarah, along with a handwritten letter explaining the situation. Brat, would you want to tell us what she said?
She said, I started like hysterically sobbing, obviously, because I'm like, okay, God's speaking to me right now. The fact that my SAG residual checks had been sent to Gilda Radner's estate?
That is crazy.
That is crazy. What? How did they mix that up?
Yeah, somebody in clerical need to get
the
fired.
The names aren't similar.
Listen, I've been on the phone with the residuals department over there at the union, and they don't have it all together all the time.
Okay,
oh, really?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she said checks with an S.
Yeah.
It wasn't just
her
one
residuals.
Mistake. Her residuals.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of, like, last names, like, you know, like Radner, Sherman, like, if, like, alphabetically Sherman was next in line last name.
Well, you could hit it accidentally.
Excel spreadsheet, you merge it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what would you do if you ended up getting somebody else's residuals sent to you? Like,
you can't cash it.
I mean...
So you gotta contact
I them. Would probably write on the check, I would probably write GARYWITHDAT, and then I would see if I could cash those checks.
Oh, okay.
That's a be, and then I'd say, baby, cash.
Okay. Man,
TV puts a lot of color on you.
TV.
Yeah.
On a recent episode of The View, the ladies were sharing their embarrassing moments, and Alyssa Farrah Griffin recalled the time she accidentally flashed Jude Law.
Beep
it. But I accidentally flashed my underwear to Jude Law backstage once.
Did you really?
My mic pack fell down my dress, so at commercial, I run back, and usually it's either Rachel or Sean, our female audio techs. It was Rachel. I flashed my skirt up so she could help me move it, and Jude Law's just standing
there. What did he say?
And then in my embarrassment, he just says nothing, and I go, I'm sorry, sir. Like, I made it worse by calling him sir. And then, like, maybe curtsied. It was brutal.
Yeah, I'm sure Jude Law was used to it at
that
point.
He didn't
Jude Law. People flash Jude Law a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean, you said Jude Law was kind of mesmerizing. Do you think she felt the same way?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Yes, she wanted to flash him, honey.
Mm-hmm. My mic pack fell down.
Sorry, my mic pack fell. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted to show him a little something.
Those are the sorries we like.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, did he say, oh, it's okay? I wonder, did he say anything? Because maybe she wanted him to say something.
Yeah.
don't know.
Have you guys ever been called sir by a younger lady? And how did it make you feel? She was 16.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
He is younger than him.
It does make you feel like your knee hurts out of, like, for no reason, just out of the blue. Like, and it didn't prior to they say sir.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've never been called sir by a younger woman. The other night I was going to the I was headed to the restroom in the bar, and like a guy in his like 20s held the door open as he was walking out. I was walking in, and I go, "Thank you." He's like, "No problem, sir." And I was like,
I think it's a respectful thing.
Yeah, but why?
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir.
But we used to do in the ma'am and sir.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, when you cross that threshold, it's like, yeah. Well, damn. Like, when people could say, hey, man, so what was the 1900s like? And then I'd be like, wait a damn minute. And then you'd be like, well, we didn't have the internet in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then...
phones were attached to the walls then. You wouldn't believe it.
We had landlines.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, up next, why did Steven Spielberg need his mommy? Find out right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, Steven Spielberg may have already been a fully grown man by the time he made Jaws in 1974, but he still needed his mom. In National Geographic's new documentary, Jaws at 50, The Definitive Inside Story, Spielberg recalls calling his mother, Leah Adler, when he was having a hard time on set. He said, "I talked to my mom a lot. I mean, I was talking to my mom kind of like, Mommy, this is really impossible. Help." Spielberg admitted he was terrified he was going to be fired. What do we think about this? I mean, have you guys ever worked on something so impossible that you felt like you needed your parents?
No. Not at all. Was his mom a director?
Right. Is she an actress or?
His mother, I think, served as like a creative muse for him in some capacity.
No. A what?
A creative muse, like an inspiration.
Okay.
So Jaws was about his mom's?
No, I don't think Jaws was about his mom. But she was a creative free spirit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
She was an artist in her own right.
She was a counselor.
A concert pianist and a painter.
Oh, I thought you said a counselor. I was like, oh, that's perfect. Oh, yeah. She a counselor. She a damn therapist. Talk to her.
Yeah.
Moving on, Sophie Turner says Game of Thrones wasn't just a job, it was an education. And at just 13 years old, when she was cast in the role of Sansa Stark, she learned a lot of lessons. Check it out.
Everything I learned from Game of Thrones,
wow,
a bit from my parents. I definitely got my sex education from that show.
Wow.
And more than enough.
What do you think about this? Have you ever worked a job where you learned a lot of lessons? You know, like, has anybody taken anything away from Dish?
Be careful what vegetables and fruits are on your shirts when you're going to wear them. You got to look out for these things.
That's true.
Especially on specific holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please explain to me.
Well, this is that time. You don't remember?
Brat, you was like you were the Christmas addicts of making everyone aware of the shirt that he wore and the holiday we were celebrating.
It was not Juneteenth, but I did have a shirt with watermelons on it.
It was like the day before.
You sure did. Wow.
And Brat lit me up for it, but what she didn't know is that Gary had been lighting me up for 10 minutes beforehand.
Oh, I'm
so when
sorry.
Brat came in, and she was like, "You got on your shirt." And I was like, ah!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't apologize. Oh. That's the hardest I laughed.
You wasn't aware.
I was just like, this
you
delicious,
to put on
right?
a fruity shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, is that shirt in the front of the closet or the back?
It's in the closet. I look at it and I'm just like,
Yeah, check what day it is.
Yeah. Like, I go back to my calendar and the day's circled.
You got blackout dates for the shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No watermelons.
All right, y'all. Listen, life is already complicated, and when your health goals take a backseat because of insurance complexity, it's easy to feel stuck. Rose Insurance Checker is built to unstick that moment. Free, simple, and built to help people move forward.
Rose Insurance Checker lets you know if you're covered for GLP-1s for free.
And if you want to see if you're covered, just submit your insurance card and Ro will take care of the rest.
No paperwork, no hassle, no waiting on hold.
Ro's Free Insurance Checker will send you a comprehensive report of your coverage details so you can make a decision that's right for your goals.
In fact, nearly half of all Ro members have insurance coverage.
If you decide to move forward, Ro can help you understand if GLP-1s like Ozempic and Wegovy are right for you and your goals. And that's just the beginning.
When you become a Ro member, you'll have support throughout the process. You'll have access to your provider on demand for any questions.
Join the over 500,000 people who've trusted Ro to check their coverage for free. Tell them where to go, HK.
Go to ro.co/dish for your free insurance check. That's ro.co/dish to see if your insurance covers GLP-1s for free. Go to ro.co/safety for black box warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medications.
Coming up next, Saweetie had no idea just how rich she was. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Well, Saweetie said she started blowing money real fast after she found out she was rich, rich. Now, after being frugal for a really long time with her earnings, she decided to call up her accountant and ask how much money she had. So once her accountant spilled the tea on her coins, she went wild, and here's what she said she spent money on.
What were some of the things that you were buying?
I was paying for, you know, if someone like close to me needed some money, I'd give them a lump sum. Like, I was very generous with my money.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I don't recommend that, because when you give a large lump sum to people, they expect it to be that easy every time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had to start creating boundaries. Because some people thought that, like...
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Money was just growing off the trees, and it's just like, no, I'm working my ass off of this.
She right, right. Absolutely. Now, Saweetie has since pulled back on her spending and is working towards having millions as passive income. But the real flex is calling your accountant and find out that you're worth more than you thought. Has that ever happened to y'all before?
No.
It's a very specific problem.
It has not.
How fast did you have to put boundaries up? Because, you know, people are always looking for the shiniest apple in the tree.
Yeah, well, I gave a lot of people a lot of money. So she's right. They come back like, hey, can I get that $5,000 again? You're like, no, I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Then you might give them $8,000 or something. Or let me shoot you $500 right now. And then maybe next couple
See,
weeks from now.
You're still generous, though. Yeah,
no, like, you know, they... When you bless them in the beginning real big, they do expect it.
HK?
I've adopted the no, yes method.
What's
like,
that?
Like when people ask me something, I tell them no twice, and then a third time, I'm like, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
they should erase that.
Don't put that in the show. All right, moving on. Bill Hader dished on one of his most cringeworthy moments in showbiz. So during an interview, he admitted to fanning out over Martin Scorsese backstage at Saturday Night Live. He had this to say about meeting the legendary director. He was so nice, but I just went into his dressing room and just immediately was like, I'm going to go see a Shirley Clarke movie tomorrow. I've seen him since then, and it was great, but that's one of those things, like, for 2 weeks, I'm like, what was wrong with me? Why did I do that? Bill said Martin told him he was great before he was pulled out of the room by a producer.
Well, damn.
Do you think Martin telling Bill he was great was Hollywood talk for, we've met, now leave, please?
Sounded like it, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't want to let the kid down, hurt his feelings.
Right.
Right.
You know? Brad, I'm sure you have to walk that line where, like, people want to meet Brad, and if you have enough time, I'm sure it's like a hi, hello, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, which is like kind of that wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you were great. I'm gonna see y'all later. Yeah. Nice to meet you. And you got because you gotta get out of there, otherwise
right.
you'll be stuck.
Stuck all day.
All day.
Yeah, I remember I saw Mike Tyson at a Yale Haiti benefit thing. Like all these famous people working the phone line, and and it was the first time I seen him in person. I was like, yo, I use you on Fight Night. And like knowing that it's like my favorite athlete of all time, like
right.
I just wanted to like say something that
right.
everyone else wouldn't have said that night.
Yeah.
And he's like, thanks, brother.
Yeah, damn. All right, coming up, if you want to get married and keep it cheap, my hometown of Chicago has a deal for you. More on this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's the last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
Now, if you're ready to tie the knot, but you're on a budget, my hometown, Chicago, has a deal for you. An event venue called Host is offering a $5,000 wedding package.
All right.
Currently, the average wedding in the U.S. costs around $33,000, so this is a major deal. The shotgun wedding package will include ceremony and a reception for up to 150 guests, and that's not all. A three-hour open bar is also included in the limited time special and a staff. What y'all think about this deal?
They are crazy. 150 people can drink $7,000 in 3 hours at an open bar.
That's true.
It is going to be the flattest, softest alcohol ever served in a
the
public
cheapest.
Event.
Yeah. Right. Huh.
Just well drinks. That's just well enough for me. Like, we'll still get it done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You stack on top of that, you're going to be
all right. Just well? So well's the cheapest drinks at a particular bar because it sits in the well. It's a metal thing, and it's a well. That's what those bottles sit in.
Are you a bartender before?
I did for a long time.
Okay, because I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I've never had somebody do, like, grab it from me. Why would you drink that, though? No, I'm not.
Because you're so poor that you like you want to pay $6 to $8 for a single drink, and because you'll have a bunch of them, but you're gonna hurt the next day.
That's all the tea we have for you guys today. Tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.